Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
Well, Mount Hellmount on the floor getting ready to start this game now. They're joined out on the court by Marion starting five. It will be Matt Jones jumping center for Mountain Home. Timothy Caesar will try to win the tip for Marion. And we are just about ready to get underway. The ball is up in the air. The tip is won by the Bombers. They are moving left to right in this first half. Gilbert into the front court. Marion in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Cruz on the left side. Back up top to Gilbert. Over to Peters on the right. He'll throw it up. He tries to throw it up top to Benton. It was knocked away, stolen by Woods, who's quickly back. By Woods, who went back the other way to go up for the layup. He couldn't get to go. Mount Home gets the rebound. First turnover against the Bombers this evening. Here's Gilbert with it on the left wing. He's going into the lane, going up for the running jumper. No good. Rebounds knocked around and finally controlled by Reeves, who will throw it out to Boyce. He's quickly back the other way. Has it on the left elbow, throws it on the right elbow to Caesar. He couldn't get his jumper to go, and Mount Home gets a rebound. 7-10 left in this opening period. No score as of yet. Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Benton on the left wing. Up top to Cruz. Cruz is going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound controlled by Peters. He kicks out to Jones at the free throw line. He's going into lane. Now kicks out to Benton. Up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Ball is chased down by Cruz. He couldn't save it in, though. Goes out of bounds. And Marion will get it back with 6:52 left in the first quarter. So it will be Heyman inbounding on the near sideline. He'll throw it into Boyce, who brings it into the front court for the Patriots. Boyce throws over to Caesar on the left side. Skip pass over to Reeves on the right. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. The rebound is going to be, well, the foul's going to be called on the rebound. Looks like Wyatt Gilbert's going to be called for the push-off. That is his first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first half. 6:34 left in the opening period. Marion will inbound on the baseline. It'll be Reeves triggering the pass. Gets it into Boyce in the left corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Now throws it up top to Woods. Woods going to dribble into the lane. Loses the handle of the ball and the steal by Talon Benton. Marion's first turnover of the evening. And now the ball's knocked away from him. It goes out of bounds. Mount Home will have possession with 6:21 left to play in the first quarter. Again, we're still looking for our first basket of the game. Wyatt Gilbert will walk the ball across the timeline. Throws over to Benton on the right side. Benton drills down into lane, going up for the layup. A little strong, no good. Rebound is knocked around and finally controlled by Reeves, who's quickly back the other way. Reeves will give it up top to Caesar. Back over to Reeves on the left wing. I'm sorry, that was Boyce with it. Now here's Caesar with it on the right side. Gives it to Woods. Up top to Boyce. He drills down towards the lane. Gives it on the low block to Heyman. He goes up for the layup. He can't get it to go, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 5:45 left in the first quarter. Luke Cruz picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two. So Marion with a chance to take the first lead of the night at the free throw line. Heyman's first free throw is up and in. So the Patriots do strike first. One more free throw for Tristan Heyman. Second shot is up, and he gets both. 2-0 Marion leading it, 5:45 left in the first quarter. Gilbert throws it into the front court to Cruz, over to Benton on the left wing. Now up top to Jones. Now Peters has it. He drills to the right side. Now picks up his drill, gives it to Jones in the corner. Jones going down into the lane, kicks it to Benton in the lane for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. Talon Benton with his first 2 points, our first tie of the evening. 2-2 our score with 5:15 left in the first quarter. Here is Reeves throwing it up top to Boyce. Boyce dribbles down towards the low block. Now kicks it to Heyman. He has it at the left elbow. Throws it up top to Reeves. Over to Caesar. Ball goes to Woods in the right corner. He takes the screen, pulls up for the three-pointer. Good. Keyshawn Woods with his first 3 points of the night. Mountain Marion leading Mounts Home 5-2 with 4:50 left in the first quarter. Gilbert throws it over to Peters on the left wing. Now up top to Gilbert. Now back to Peters. Now ball goes up top to Jones. Over to Benton on the right side, down to Gilbert near the corner. He's going down into the lane, going up for the layup. Shot was blocked by Caesar, and Marion comes up with the ball. Boyce throws it into the front court to Woods. He has it on the left side. Now back up top to Boyce, over to Reeves on the right, down to Caesar in the right corner. His jumper will go up and in. Timothy Caesar with his first 2 points of the evening. Marion leading Mounts Home 7-2 with 4:09 left in the first quarter. Gilbert throws to Peters on the right side. Now up top to Cruz. Tried to throw it to Jones, cutting towards the lane. Pass was well wide of him and a little high as well. So it will be, ball will go out of bounds, and Mounts Home will turn it over with 3:59 left of the first quarter. Patriots with the ball, leading by five. Ball's with Heyman up top. Now over to Woods on the right side. Down to Caesar in the corner. And he'll give down to Woods on the low block, going up for the layup off the glass. Rolls, bounces around and goes in. Keyshawn Woods with 5 points this evening. 9-2, Marion leading Mounts Home. 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Gilbert gives to Benton on the left wing. Benton drills up to the top, finds Gilbert on the right side. Now drills down a little closer to the corner. Goes back out on the wing, and he's going to be fouled. That foul is going to be called on Dietrich Reeves Jr. His first personal foul, team foul number one against the Patriots here in the first half. 3:16 left in the first quarter. Benton one bound on the near sideline, gets into Cruz near the right corner. Now he's going down towards the lane, and an offensive foul. He used that forearm a little too much. Luke Cruz picks up his second personal foul, team foul number three against Mounts Home, and that's their third turnover of the evening as well. 3:12 left to play in the first quarter. Marion with the ball up by seven. Boyce into the front court for the Patriots. He gives it to Heyman, who's cutting into the lane for the layup. No good, but he'll head to the free throw line as he draws contact with 2:59 left in the opening period. I believe Matt Jones will be called for that foul. That is his first personal foul, team foul number four against the Bombers. So Tristan Heyman at the free throw line, where so far he's 2 of 2 with 2 points. First free throw is up and in. Hunter Bashirs is going to come in and replace Luke Cruz, who picked up his second foul a little bit ago. Heyman's second shot is up and in. He gets both. He now has 4 points, all from the charity stripe. And it's 11-2, Marion leading Mountain Home. Less than 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Peters on the left side. Peters drills towards the corner, has the ball knocked away from him, and goes out of bounds on the baseline. Last touch by Marion. Mounts Home will inbound it with 2:45 left. Benton will trigger the pass. Throws to Peters on the left side. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. May have been partially blocked. Benton saves it in to Jones. He's going to put up the jumper in the lane. No good. And Caesar gets the rebound for the Patriots. Balls with Reeves. He's going into the lane for the running jumper. No good. Woods saves the rebound in to Reeves in their left corner. He's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And this time Jones gets the board. And he has the ball knocked away from behind, though, and a scramble for the loose ball. And it's going to be Marion coming up with the steal. And back come the Patriots going in. Caesar going up for the one-handed slam. And Josh Fulcher wants a timeout. He has seen enough. We'll break with 2:09 left to play in the first quarter. Marion leading Mountain Home 13-2. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, Marion just right now having their way with Mountain Home. The game was tied at 2-2. Since then, Marion's going on an 11-0 run. They lead 13-2 with over 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Here's Gilbert into the front court. Goes to the left side, finds Benton on the corner, finds Bashir's going cutting to the lane. Now gives it to Pierce on the other side of the lane. His layup is blocked by Caesar. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Marion. Mountain Home will inbound it with 1:55 left in the first quarter. One thing about Marion, they actually have a player that was missing from the last game. That is Keyshawn Woods. He was actually serving a suspension last time Mountain Home played Marion. But he's back. He was back for tonight's game. Inbound pass by Talon Benton was knocked away, and Marion comes up with the steal. Back quickly. Here is Reeves going up for the slam. He can't get it to go, and Caesar gets offense rebound. He goes back up. Is fouled as he goes up, and it's a two-shot opportunity coming up for Timothy Caesar. Five turnovers already from Mountain Home. Hunter Bashirs picks up his first personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home. Oh, they're going to call that on the floor. So it will be Marion inbounding it with 1:46 left. I thought that was on the shot. So Reeves inbounds it to Heyman. Back to Reeves on the left wing. Back to Heyman in the corner. He's going to make a move towards the lane, going up for the reverse layup. No good. Caesar gets the offensive rebound. Now he has it knocked away from behind, and a jump ball is going to be called. They're going to call a jump ball. It will be Marion's basketball on the possession arrow. 1:33 left to play in the first quarter. 13-2, Marion leading it. Reeves will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets it into Caesar on the right side. Now Boyce will take it. Mountain Home right now in a man-to-man defense. Over to Reeves down in the right corner to Caesar. He puts up the turnaround jumper. No good. Woods is there for the offensive rebound. He puts it back up and in. Keyshawn Woods now with 7 points. 15-2, Marion leading it. 1:10 left to play in the first quarter. Gilbert throws it over to Peters on the left corner. Now he's going into the lane, going up for the layup. Shot was blocked by Caesar. And Boyce comes up with the ball for Marion. He's quickly back the other way, giving it to Heyman, who's going up for the layup. Good. Tristan Heyman now with 6 points. That was his first field goal of the night. 45 seconds left to play in the first quarter. A 15-point Marion lead. 17-2 our score. Mid-Benton's being double-teamed on the left side. Now throws it up top to Jones. Jones looking to dribble down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Peters on the wing. Peters going down towards the lane. Kicks out to Bashirs on the left wing. Now Bashirs throws out to Jones in the right corner. Jones being double-teamed, kicks out to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to have the ball knocked away from him and stolen by Caesar. Another turnover against Mountain Home. Back comes Woods going into the lane for the layup. Good. Keyshawn Woods now with 9 points, and that's the way this first quarter is going to end. And boy, couldn't ask for a worse start for Mountain Home. After 8 minutes to play, our score, Marion leading 19-2. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!